This is about old-time radio, and I dedicate this to Bob Park, who is always has always recorded our sessions and then played it on WIDE LP. Contrary to popular belief, I was not around for the Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast, the radio broadcast, but I do remember hearing stories about people running out into the streets yelling, "The Martians are invading! The Martians are invading!" Which gives us some idea of the power that radio had back in the day before television and social media. I did hear, I think I heard the voice of Edward R. Murrow coming across the seas and telling us all about the bombing of London during the early days of the Second World War and the subsequent updates of the progress of the war against Hitler in Europe and Tojo in the Pacific. Those radio broadcasts brought Americans together in a way we haven't seen since. And in these days of national discord, it'd be terrific to find a medium that would serve a similar purpose. Imagine a latter-day FDR beaming a fireside chat to the nation, his deep patrician voice saying, telling us, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." That was radio. That was good stuff. And radio was much more than news and politics. For us kids, it was the heart of our entertainment world. We'd gather to hear the foibles of Fibber McGee and Molly and wait to hear Fibber open his closet door and hear all the junk fall out. Jack Benny was another favorite. He's accosted on the street by a man who says, "Your money or your life?" And Jack Benny says, I'm thinking. Then a couple of scratchy notes on a violin and a word from our sponsor. And speaking of sponsors, tobacco companies were some of the biggest sponsors of radio programs. "More doctors smoke Camels than any other brand." "You get a lot to like with a Marlboro." "Lucky Strike Green has gone to war." And Arthur Godfrey told us to buy Chesterfields by the carton. Then he died of lung cancer. Back to the Lucky Strikes. They also sponsored a program called Your Hit Parade with Dorothy Collins, Snooky Lanson, and the gang. And every week they'd count down the most popular songs of the week. And we'd all gather around the RCA to see if Cruising Down the River was number one again this week. The music shows were kind of a highlight of our weekly radio fair. There were even a few classical music options, although in our family, the menu seldom reached beyond Bill Bramhall's Polka Party. At the very core of a young boy's radio experience were the adventure shows. Jack Armstrong, Jack Armstrong, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows. Okay, then there was Inner Sanctum, Boston Blackie, Sky King, Dick Tracy, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, "On King, On You Huskies." And at the very top of our radio experience were the Westerns. Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, the Cisco Kid, Hop Along Cassidy. Send in 5 box tops and get yourself a magic decoder ring and become a member of the secret fraternity. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I literally ran home from school so I didn't miss the magic words. "A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger." With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again. Hi-yo, Silver, away! And that, as they say, is that.